Lancaster, Missouri is not a big town, but in the 1920s, the circuses came to town. And yes, I did use the plural form of the word, because boy, did the circuses really come to town. It's part of our Best of 2024 series, next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1900s, William Preston Hall was one of the largest buyers and sellers of horses in the world. In the early 1900s, he also began to buy and sell circus animals. In fact, lots of circuses wound up here in his hometown of Lancaster, Missouri, every winter.
Some of the circuses would actually winter here, and then he would take care of their animals for them, I'm sure for a certain fee.
Jim Van Dyke says his father remembers those circuses arriving here for the winter months.
When he was a little boy, he remembers when some of these circus trains would come in to winter, and they would always have a parade through town with the elephants and the wagons and so forth as they took them from the depot. And oftentimes, Mr. Hall would lead the parade with a couple of fancy horses and a real fancy buggy and so forth.
And when he led those parades, or just on a daily basis, he was known to wear some of what he had received as payment from the diamond mines in South Africa, where he sold horses and mules.
He had a number of diamonds that he would wear on literally a daily basis. They didn't call him Diamond Billy Hall for nothing.
While Hall was wealthy, he was also noted to be very generous, always willing to help those in need or to give a horse to kids in the area who needed one. However, as times and technology changed, so did his business.
Probably in the 20s, started to see the decline of his business, mainly because the farmers were becoming more mechanized. The horse was on its way out. The tractors were coming in.
The Great Depression of the 1930s meant people did not have money to attend circuses, and that business faded as well. Hall died in 1932 from cancer. Barns are now gone from the great enterprise he once oversaw here. His home is today owned by the County Historical Society, a place that shares his story and that of the area. Traveling the countryside in Lancaster, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.